The Bengals Beat podcast is proudly sponsored by 50 West Brewing Company. Now is the time to head out to the production works. It's where we've held our live BBPs. It's home to the incomparable madness that is the 50 West Punch-Out. The place is buzzing every night with sand volleyball leagues, canoeing, kayaking, cycling, trivia, running groups. It's all based out of the Pro Works down on Wooster Pike. You may even spot Optimistic Bobby preaching the Laser Cats gospel. Hope to see you soon at 50 West, where every beer is a journey. Come join for the ride. Welcome into the BBP. This is the Cincinnati Inquirer's Bengals Beat podcast, sponsored by 50 West Brewing Company. Every week, your Cincinnati.com beat writers Paul Diener Jr. and Jim Ozarski take you inside the walls of Paul Brown Stadium. We're plugged into the club from the front office to the field. Win or lose, hiring or firing, we're always here to keep you in the loop. Let's go. All right, it is that time again for the Walkout Podcast, the BBP PP, the Pre-Pops Podcast, BBP PPP.
Hey, man, sounds good.
It's a lot of P's. Paul Diener Jr. here with you with photographer extraordinaire Kareem Elgazar. We leave New Era Field. We're cruising through the backwoods of beautiful, beautiful Orchard Park, New York right now.
It is nice.
This isn't the... Now, technically, we're lying to people. This ain't the walkout. We're not walking out. We're driving out.
I'm behind the wheel.
Because shout out, big time shout out to Bills Media Relations.
For sure.
And everyone that takes care of the media here in Buffalo. Because there was no walk really to be had. We had about a 100-yard walk from where we parked, the beautiful field house lot, to where we entered into the press box in the photo room.
I like working in Western New York.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah. People are real nice.
They are nice.
And everything, it's, you know, Orchard Park is out in kind of the middle of nowhere. If you follow on the Instagram story, I had to do basically a montage of all the people that have houses near the stadium that wave you in. With dreams of bathrooms and cookies.
Grandma out there waving.
Dude, grandma still had the nightie on. She's out there in her nightgown waving people in to her house to come park for $10. It's something else out here. Bill's Mafia is quite a thing. But anyway, so we're driving out since we didn't have very far to walk out. So that's what we're doing right now. But Bengals win 26-13, and Bengals also win 20-0. If you count when the starters were really playing in the first half, they just owned them.
Real strong showing from the first team.
Yeah, I mean, and you get the Gold Star Award right for the day because you called it because you texted me before and you said I'm gambling on the long ball in the first play, thinking that they might do that. So you went into the end zone thinking they're going to take the deep shot. You want to get that shot. And that's why there's beautiful pictures all over Cincinnati.com right now at John Ross's.
I appreciate you, Paul. I appreciate you.
That's it.
You know, this is what, week three of the preseason?
Yeah.
I've been waiting for the deep ball.
They haven't given it to you.
No, I haven't.
No.
And I thought really this was going to be the game where, you know, the so-called dress rehearsal, see the things that they've been working on in practice and training camp. I wanted to see the deep ball. They delivered. John Ross with a beautiful play. He was fast. He beat two guys, then walked right into the end zone.
Those poor guys. Vontae Davis, he beat three times in one play. He gave the stutter go move, so he beat him once. And Vontae Davis tried to grab him when he knew he was running by right, and couldn't, and basically stumbled and fell. He catches up when Jordan Poyer is over there. The safety gets over, and Ross spins off of Poyer, shakes Davis a second time as he goes sliding by towards the sideline. And then when Poyer and Davis go back out to him because he's cutting towards the middle of the field. He hits the skirt on him and goes back to the sideline, and they both go sliding by like they're on ice. Like, this is over at the Sabres stadium over here. And they just go slide by, and he walks into the end zone.
Yeah, and a big grin right after that.
Oh, well, here's the thing. So after the game, they were everybody said, this has been in the script all week. We knew all week first play was going to be John Ross deep ball. It honestly felt like it was in the script since the day one of camp, where it was like, if you're thinking, when do we give John Ross his chance to send the message to the league, and give John Ross the confidence that you want him to have, that you need for this offense, pick the first play of the third preseason game, the big dress rehearsal game,
nationally televised game,
get the look you want, and go deep, and he did. And the thing that's interesting about it, you know, I talk about the safety coming over, wasn't close enough to get the ball because the safeties they're always thinking about number 18.
Yeah.
I love it.
I was just about to say, I'm sure AJ, you know who's happy about that play, seeing that play? AJ's happy about seeing that play.
AJ said he cut his route short because he wanted to watch. He knew, because everybody knew where it was going. If the look was what it was, which was they thought they would get, that it was going to be a deep ball to John Ross. So AJ said, hey, cut my route short. I want to see what he did. And he got a show. He got a show in a viral moment that is, you know, that blew up all over the place, understandably so, because, I mean, it was just, that is, that play right there is why you spend the number 9 overall pick on John Ross in 2017. That is a dimension that changes the entire offense. It opens up everything for Tyler Eifert. It opens up everything for AJ Green. It opens up everything for everybody. Yeah. Of Tyler Boyd, who had 4 for 54. That's the thing, is I think you got to feel today for what the possibilities of this offense could be.
And it was hard for me to keep up with John Ross, too.
Yeah.
And the guy's fast, and I like to think I'm pretty fast. You know, sports photographer, I got to be fast. He was a blur. The whole play took about, it seemed like it just took like half a second.
Yeah. No, I mean, he's as sudden as anybody out there.
He's
sudden,
right.
That's really the difference maker for him, because everybody loves to talk about 4-2-2, and that's great. It's the sudden stop and start that really makes him special, and you saw that in the stutter and go, and you saw that once he actually caught the ball afterwards, and you saw that in the preseason opener against Chicago. You and Sam both had great photos from that game of him making the play where he made the guy miss right on the sideline.
Breaking ankles.
He's got such great stop and start.
Right.
That's really what helps make him special, particularly after, you know, the play when he gets the ball in his hands. So that is good. Tyler Eifert plays, your boy.
That's my boy.
He knows how to make some pictures.
That's right. He gives me pictures.
He does give you pictures.
And as Doc would say, I root for me.
Yeah.
Doc, and Eifert gives me pictures.
He does.
It was good to see him on the field.
Yeah, it was. I kind of asked after the game, was this always the plan, this game? And he said, no. I don't know. Like, this is just the one that it worked out where I was, where we were going to go and I was going to get some hits. He said, I'm alive. I handled it. You know, because it's always, everyone's waiting to see how he's going to react once he gets hit once. But
he took a hit.
Took a hit, popped up.
That's enough.
Get him out.
That's enough.
He went with Dalton and Green. They went 5 series.
Yeah.
They scored 3 times, 17 points. Dalton was 11 of 16 for 180. This was the opposite of last week in Dallas, where you came away frustrated by the offense. And there's still, you know, reason for frustration. A, the run game continues to be a problem. They got nothing going on in the first-team run game. They haven't things that have been consistent through 3 preseason games are what? Defensive line getting mad sacks.
Yeah.
And, you know, Carl Lawson, Jordan Willis, Andrew Billings, Geno, all those guys that you expect to be guys have been guys on the defensive line. And the run game can't do squat. Those are the 2 things that have really been there every single
game.
Aside from, I mean, I know it was a pass to Mixon, that yes. touchdown in week one.
Yes.
But he had a great run after that, but I that's the only thing I can really think of a strong performance, strong play, rather, from a running back.
Right. Well, in the other, his best play on Sunday was a catch. He caught that ball out of the slot. But, I mean, it was they are not getting the – obviously it goes back to the offensive line, which is the overwhelming issue of this entire team this year, is whether they can hang. And, like, you know, so far in getting the run game going, there's been just zilch there. Mixon has 13 carries for 24 yards this preseason carrying the ball.
Ooh.
It's just – That's not gonna cut it. And you know, and we get the excuses afterwards of, well, we're not game planning for the run. Dude, the run game is a game of beat the man in front of you and move
people.
It's
instinctual.
It really is. And you know, you're down there, you see it, they're not getting pushed.
No.
There's no space. I mean, there are very few runs where you're like, oh man, there was room and Mixon didn't take advantage of it.
And, you know, the games that I notice where the running game is actually working well are the games that I have a lot of pictures of running backs running through holes.
Yeah.
Last two games, for me, I haven't captured that many photos of, you know, running backs getting some work and getting long runs. So today I thought I would see a little bit more of that, especially since the offensive line did a decent job protecting the quarterback, protecting Andy Dalton to throw, but... there was much to be desired, for sure.
Holes! I need holes! <You know? laughs> I get no holes!
No holes.
No holes. So I think those are, to me, because we're wrapping up the preseason now. I mean, Thursday will be a game where all the, you know, scrubs and practice squatters, future practice squatters,
you
and
call
back
them
of
scrubs.
The rosters. I call them scrubs. So the people that don't make the team or the practice squad, they go down as scrubs.
What's the dude's name? Murphy?
Oh, poor Murphy.
Hey, man, I'm just saying.
Look, he can always say he played in the NFL, had a cup of coffee.
Just saying.
Got a jersey. He'll get a jersey. He'll probably get that baby framed.
That's right.
You know?
What's his first name?
I think it's Jared Murphy.
He said, I think.
All right. Well, I would say Jared. Well, this is a shout out to Jim. It's our first walkout podcast without Jim. But Jim was notorious for trying to give Murphy a different first name every time we saw him so that it would screw me up, knowing eventually I'd have to say it and I wouldn't be able to remember which one it was.
That is some messed up Jim stuff right there.
He's deeply evil because he knows how to scramble your brain. Anyway, shout out Jim, who is officially on the Packers beat up in Milwaukee now as we wrap this up. We'll have another beat writer will be in the mix here before you know it. Until then, like, it's just... It's the Photog Show, man. We're bringing you guys out in front of the camera tonight, Kareem.
Hey, man, I haven't been in front of the camera in a while.
You were out in front of the camera?
No, I did that in a past.
Spitting knowledge?
In a past life, I was out in front of the camera. Not now. Not lately. But it was good. It was good to get out there and, you know, provide some observations and some insight from the field.
Yeah.
I do think I have a voice for the podcast.
You do?
I think so.
It's deep.
Yeah.
Soothing.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
I like it. Well, this is good. I'm excited about it. This is a good trip to Western New York. Love the people here.
Good people.
Good people. Easy to get around. Good chicken wings. Some good beef on weck.
Ooh, yeah. Delicious.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah. It was a good trip all in all. So we will be back. We'll have all your coverage from Indy. No. In Cincinnati on Thursday, then from Indy, they go back-to-back Indies now on September 9th, which that back-to-back further assures you, you will not see anything or anybody that really will be at all relevant in the season opener because they do play the same team back-to-back, in case you weren't already expecting that as is. Anyway, so we'll have all of that coverage for you as we get closer, and keep it locked on Cincinnati.com. Kareem's photos are up. Our video is up there. Story on John Ross, everybody's view on the John Ross play. The analysis is up with all the everything from every single corner of what happened up here, including A.J. McCarron just kicking it
in the locker room post game, talking with AJ Green and all the receivers. He didn't have much to do. He didn't play. He was hurt. So he spent about 30 minutes talking to Andy Dalton pregame. It was the big love fest. Has anybody had a better day and weekend than Andy Dalton? Holy crap.
He has had a great weekend.
He comes up. He, like, his foundation donates all this money to a ribbon cutting at the Roswell Comprehensive Cancer Care Center here, where they put one of their Andy Jordan Dalton technology hubs for kids in. And as their thank you to all the donations the Bills made. Then he comes in, gets to talk to his old buddy AJ McCarron forever, who's got nothing better to do. And then he goes out, he gets a standing ovation, they stop him in a tunnel, and they say, "Andy, please come walk out with me."
Oh man, I missed the turn.
You missed the turn!
Sorry, I'm about to bust this Yui right quick.
Be careful. So we're gonna the Walkout Podcast records the first ever accident. So he says, "Oh, they stopped me and said we're gonna give you a whole thing." So they do. You trying to go to Men's Warehouse right now?
No, it's right back there.
So then they call him. He gets a standing ovation, a rousing standing ovation.
They loved him.
They loved him. And then he comes out, first play of the game, and drops a bomb on him. So we asked him after the game, he's like, "Did you feel bad getting that big standing ovation from the Bills fan and then just, like, tearing their hearts out in the first place?" No, I did not. That's what it is.
That's a pro right there.
That's a pro right there. All right, well, thanks, everybody, for listening. We have reached our destination, so we'll talk to you later on the BBP. P-P-P-P. Talk to you later.